It's Tuesday, June 30th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The larger economic context, then, is the market stabilizing? And Google's bare metal expands. This is the business of tech. The Geneva Motor Show for 2021 has been canceled because of financial consequences of this year's event being canceled, and the foundation behind the show announced that a majority of exhibitors said they would, quote, probably not participate in a 2021 edition, and they would prefer to have the next show in 2022 instead, end quote. The show itself is up for sale. The EU has confirmed that American citizens will not be allowed to enter its borders because of the country's inability to contain the spread of the coronavirus. And Bill Gates used his live-streamed TED 2020 Q&A to provide his insight into the coming fall, indicating, quote, "There's good progress, but nothing that would fundamentally alter the fact that this fall in the United States could be quite bad, and that's worse than I would have predicted a month ago," end quote. Full details for all three in the show notes. Why do we care? This is the larger context. I've been recommending to buckle down for extended turbulence, and here are more data points. Big trade shows are going to be a problem for 2020, for sure, and likely into 2021. They pose significant risk, but let's also note that those companies that produce them are also facing disruptions. Those that are pivoting and adapting, such as what I've seen in the video game industry, are going to do better than those that keep placing bets it'll all be the same. Experts say it's going to be rough, other countries unwilling to accept Americans, and big events off the table. Which leads me to... CompTIA has released research data that they believe indicates the business climate is showing signs of stabilizing. Customer interest in cybersecurity, cloud computing, and other areas could be an indicator of a business environment that is stabilizing in the wake of COVID-19, as 84% of tech firms are receiving new customer inquiries, which is up from 76% in March. There's also a slight improvement from April, when 83% of tech firms said they were receiving new business opportunities. The survey, conducted earlier this month, found that the majority of tech executives, 52%, were feeling optimistic, while 42% are hanging in there, and 6% reported to be in a difficult situation. The survey also found that 94% of companies believe their business will change for the long term. Now, why do we care? I don't think this optimism is entirely warranted. Thinking about the context set previously, we have a lot more turbulence ahead. I covered the IT Glue research study, which cited seeing impact to monthly recurring revenue already for solution providers. I think that's just the initial impact, due to the inherent nature of selling services to other companies, as tech services companies do. The business isn't impacted immediately, and you don't see those impacts for a little while as it flows through the economy. I continue to advise to proceed with caution. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. By the way, there'll be a bonus episode on Friday going deeper into that IT Glue study. Google Cloud announced it's expanding its bare metal solution to 5 additional regions. First announced back in November, the bare metal solution provides hardware for running specialized workloads, such as Oracle Database, close to Google Cloud. Why do we care? Google's bare metal solution is designed to allow the movement of mission-critical workloads to the cloud. It includes everything: compute, storage, networking, power, cooling, and facilities. I was struck by a post I recently spotted by a new provider who was asking about still installing servers. On the other hand, we have this capability. Something is broken. Don't be that company still selling servers. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon site. Have you enjoyed the extra editorial content? Have you seen the videos on YouTube? Would you like early access? Patreons get early access to the content and get to ask questions and contribute. Editorials are picked from polls that are happening in the Patreon community. And you get to directly support the production of this show. If you like what you hear, if you want to get more, and you want to get more access, join at patreon.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.